Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Sports Doctor here on Sports Doctor Radio, HealthyLife.net. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist from Chicago. I want to thank everybody for listening. And, of course, a quick shout-out, Naperville New Balance Shoes, Fabrifoam Products, thanks for your support. People are breathing a little bit easier here. It's kind of cold with the polar vortex, but the Bears did win a game at home, so some of the screaming has stopped, and Derrick Rose is kind of back in the lineup, so Chicago is breathing a touch easier. We're going to have a great show today. First, we're going to talk with Christine, who's the creator of a very interesting device, the ankle roll guard. We'll be talking ankles like we do a lot on the Sports Doctor in a minute with him, and then a little bit later, one of my colleagues, sports podiatrist, Dr. Robert Steinberg, who really is a skiing sports podiatrist. He's the guy, he probably puts as many orthotics in skis as I put in figure skates. But let's start right in. I want to introduce, from Boise, Idaho, Christine. Chris, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, thank you very much, Dr. Weil. Glad to be here.
Okay, I thought we would start right off. Let's talk a little bit about your development and how you got to develop this ankle roll guard. Ankle injuries are one of the most common number one injuries in sports, any sports. It's such a common scenario. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this.
Yeah, sure. I play a lot of sports. Played football in high school and play a lot of basketball and rec basketball. Was spraining my ankles all the time and just didn't like wearing ankle braces. So came up with the idea about 8 years ago and got it patented in 2010, and just been playing around with prototypes, you know, around that time frame. And over the years, we've come to perfect and are now selling the current ankle roll guard. It's basically, as I said, a patented product. It prevents ankle sprains. It's unlike a brace. It sits on the outside of a shoe, and as the ankle starts to invert, it the cushion hits the floor and basically stops the ankle from rolling over. So kind of a break.
Yes, it's something again. So like about 8 years ago, you first gotten the idea for this. Again, you know, Chris, we talk a lot on the Sports Doctor. Again, I'm a foot ankle specialist. So we definitely deal with ankle problems, not only sprains themselves, but people who have a tendency to constantly sprain. You might have been one of them showing up at the office with what we might call lateral ankle instability. And I'm a huge advocate of strengthening the ankles. We use a lot of orthotics in shoes, et cetera. And if people want to go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, they'll read an article, The Pros and Cons of Taping, as well as ankle braces. So your particular unit, where do people go to get a picture of it? What's your website?
Yeah, they can go to our website. It's anklerollguard.com. It's all one word. We've got pictures out there and a video of actual testing it in a lab with a motion analysis testing. So
yes, it's an interesting thing. It's kind of weird looking. Almost, again, looks like a pad. So this thing slips above the shoe, and I think you make an important point where you talk about it doesn't get in the way with the ankle range of motion, which I guess has been one of your complaints when you were wearing different kinds of braces. You felt it was limiting.
Yeah, exactly right. I just the feel and the constriction of an ankle brace I just didn't like. So one of the several benefits of the ankle roll guard is you retain your ankle mobility and comfort, but you still have the inversion protection.
Okay. Now, of course, the a good 9 out of 10 of ankle sprains are the lateral ankle sprain where we roll over the ankle, and that particularly is where this. What type of material did you find that you were able to successfully use, you know, for the ankle roll guard, Chris?
Yeah, we used a professional sports medicine designer, and our latest version, the Armor One, that we just started to launch here, it's made out of a EVA material, which is a kind of a vinyl rubber. It's super light, super durable, waterproof, so you can wear it outside, inside, kind of any sport, football, basketball, volleyball. And it's also got some neat features. It's got some silicone grips on the inside, so it adheres to the shoe really tightly, so it's got a good solid fit. And it's designed to fit left and right. So we have two versions. So it, it's
so regardless of the particular shoe that the player is wearing, we had some questions on Twitter about tennis. We would see also we were talking side-to-side type sports. You have a right and a left, and the how's the comfort with wearing something like this?
Well, the beauty of it is you don't even feel it. Like an ankle brace around your ankle, you feel constantly. This you don't even feel. In fact, I've got customers that have told me they forget about it, that it's even there on their shoes. So the comfort and again, the mobility you keep with the ankle roll guard is far and beyond an ankle brace.
And you mentioned some people in the sports medicine world who got involved as far as in helping you develop this with the biomechanics and some of these other things and materials. Do you have any doctors or trainers or therapists? I guess that's what you mean by the sports medicine group. Who helped you, Chris?
Well, like I mentioned, we had some testing done at Idaho State University with a certified athletic trainer and a physical therapist. We've also got endorsements with our new product here, several endorsements from Dr. Morelli. He's a podiatrist in New York. He's actually going to be purchasing some, and I've got several physical therapists, doctors of physical therapy, giving me endorsements and placing purchase orders. So we've got a good, folks in the medical industry behind this product and seeing the benefits of it.
And what got the players at which level? So have you seen, Chris, that you've had high school players, college players, any pros? Who's wearing it?
We don't have any pros yet. I'd love to get a professional athlete. It's unique in that it sits on the outside of the shoe, so we've got to deal with that. But we've had several high school players.
Yeah, you'd have to have the logo
players.
Of the shoe company.
Exactly.
Although not necessarily, but that's a crazy world, as we all know.
Exactly, yeah. But, yeah, I did have a European basketball player wear it, a local guy here that plays at Boise State, Matt Boucher. And then, like I said, a lot of high schoolers.
Volleyball. Were they wearing a pair? They're wearing a pair on both left and right?
Some wearing a pair, some wearing either left or right.
Some using individual. Okay. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor here on HealthyLife.net, I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Again, you can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can read many, many different articles. Ankles is sure one area. You'll find a lot of stuff we've written about that, especially with the importance of strengthening and paying attention to that particular part of the body. You could also listen to all of our past radio shows, which is almost a year. I'm coming up here with HealthyLife.net at the beginning of December. We're talking to Chris Dean. He's the innovator, the creator, inventor of the ankle roll guard, which is this innovative external piece that you apply over the particular shoe. Ages or sizes, do you have any, is this available for like teenagers, high schoolers?
Absolutely, yeah. It's one size fits all, so you know it can fit small shoes, large shoes, even high top and low top. So we don't discriminate by age at all. Any users that has bad ankles can wear it.
And when they did, what type of testing did you find them doing at the university, Chris? Were they looking to do a motion analysis or movement analysis to see whether or not the ankle roll guard actually would prohibit the ankle rolling? And what type of data information did you guys get from that?
Yeah, it's exactly what we did. We did a motion analysis test where we compared without wearing anything to wearing the ankle roll guard, And the video is on our website, ankleroll guard.com, where you can see it as you actually come down. The ankle roll guard stops that complete inversion to the floor. We also did range of motion testing, compared to ankle braces and taping. And obviously, you know, without the constriction, we got great feedback from the testers and great results, with the free range of motion of the ankle.
And how long do you have anyway? So this has been about 8 years in the making. How long have you worn it? Are you still playing some recreational basketball?
Yeah, I still play, even though my doctor, I have a bad knee, tells me not to.
You need orthotics in your shoes, man.
that's the key.
You know, there are so many foot types, for example, talking about ankles, you might have one individual athlete who's got very, very high arches, very stiff feet and ankles. You might have somebody else who's quite flat-footed, excessively pronated, maybe very, very flexible, maybe too flexible. And you could be attaching those ankles to bow legs or knock knees or all sorts of different types of body types. So you have found for the preventative effect really is what you're talking about. Have you found most of the individuals who've been looking at this were like you, Chris, where they had a real history of persistent problems and they were looking for, they would be willing to give this a try?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I still play basketball a couple times a week down at the local YMCA, and a lot of my customers are there, you know, having bad ankles, rolled it, didn't like braces, same as me, you know. But we've also, so it's preventative, but we've also found that during rehab, so that's why physical therapists and podiatrists like yourself are using it for rehab, because it provides that lateral ankle stability as you're doing your rehab. You get that extra protection from the roll. Plus, you get that range of motion so you can rehab it and get it strengthened.
Yeah, I think the fact that the range of motion is something that is not affected is important, because, again, sometimes we'll see that when we restrict one particular joint, we're compensating, favoring, changing the mechanics above. So we might see, as they're strapping this tape on these ball players' ankles constantly, we start seeing sometimes trouble with knees or hips or low backs, because we're altering the range of motion that the foot and ankle might have. Is this strictly something that would be used on a court, or do you see this potential in a soccer player, a football player? Would that be adaptable?
Absolutely. Football, absolutely. You know, especially on turf. We have lacrosse players using it. Soccer, not so much, just because soccer players use their whole foot, and with it being on the outside of the shoe, it might interfere. But definitely football, lacrosse, basketball, volleyball, as I mentioned, and tennis.
You know, it's interesting. We used to work with some of the different Olympic teams. I've seen great volleyball players for years, especially a lot of the young girls and ladies. And we would see many teams that mandated, because of the consistency and problems with ankle injuries. And by the way, I'll shout out here, Bennett Academy here in Naperville, state champions for the third or four years in girls volleyball, high school team, those powerhouses. This is one of the biggest areas of powerhouse volleyballers. And they'd be mandated to have some type of active ankle brace, a lace-up ankle brace, because of the consistency of these ankle problems. So that would probably be a good test ground for you guys again, because volleyballers are subjecting the ankles to all sorts of sprains.
Absolutely, yeah. We would love to get more into the volleyball arena, because like kind of similar to basketball, you got that up and down movement, side to side movement, and a lot of ankles there. So any help you can provide there would be great, Dr. Weil. I'd love to get into some
How much
volleyball.
Do the units cost, Chris?
Retail is $37.50 each. But we also sell it at wholesale to podiatrists and physical therapists as well.
Do you have any? People have to go through doctors to get it. Do they? Or are you looking eventually to have this thing in some different stores and outlets?
Yeah, right now we're selling it on our website, but we also, as I said, sell it through doctors and physical therapists. But we're also trying to get into retail. We're into some retail stores here locally in Idaho. But pushing our way into hopefully some national chains at some point.
Yeah, that's always it's a definite challenge, especially when you're talking something as unusual at something like this, anything, you know, attached to the outside of the shoe. You know, a few months ago we had Dr. Katz was on. He's a developer of the Ectio, which is a basketball shoe. It's got internal, external bracing for the, again, with the attention to the lateral ankle sprains. But then you have a specific shoe that you might be wearing. So regardless of the shoe, is this adaptable to a high top, low top shoes?
Absolutely. It can be worn high or low top, either one.
And the like you said, the durability seems to really, really be there. So you would expect somebody to have the ankle roll guard, and at the very least would last them a season?
Absolutely. It's built tough. That EVA material I mentioned is extremely durable. You know, I've worn the current version now for several months, and it's, you know, it's still hanging in there. There's no sign of degeneration there, so it's absolutely built to last on a full season.
Yeah, you ought to have these people that are, again, that are looking to use this particular unit. Well, of course, we've seen these in physical therapy or podiatry, orthopedics, chiropractic, where all the different specialties are often paying big attention to the importance of strengthening the ankles. I just think it was the last day or so we had sent out one particular piece on Twitter, which was regardless of the sport, regardless of the level, we don't see overdeveloped ankles. It's one of these weak links, and yeah, it is probably the most common of joint particular problems. So over 8 years, has had anybody sprain the ankle when they were wearing your ankle guard, or it's so few you can't count them?
I have not had anyone sprain their ankles, and me personally, you know, being the biggest user, have not sprained my ankles in that period of time since I've been wearing them. So I know they work.
You know, it's interesting. You know, there's a word called proprioception, Chris. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And the whole idea of high tops or different kinds of lacing that goes up high is that the body will get a signal that the ankle's rolling, and it will try to stabilize. It will try to control itself. Proprioception, people can get the example by standing and bouncing on one foot, closing their eyes. So this probably includes that also. Once that area starts to touch that lateral buttress, then you're really bringing proprioception into use in that particular instance, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a great point, Dr. Weil. I mean, it's got the cushion on the side has a little give to it. So there's some shock absorption, and like you said, that proprioception will invoke, and you can correct that extreme ankle sprain going all the way to the floor. In fact, the cushion won't even let you go to the floor, obviously, but then that proprioception will kick in and save you from a sprain.
Yes, it definitely is a force that is to be included when we're talking about the body and where it is in space. In your experience so far, do you find most are using these ankle guards on the problem ankle that they've had? You have anybody who's had no trouble at all, and they're really using it for prevention, and they're using the pair?
I think the majority of my customers have been those folks that have had a bad ankle, right? There have been a few that have worn it just for pure prevention. I've got an elderly lady who had some ankle surgery, and she wore it on both the ankle that had the surgery and the other ankle just for stability when she went on walks, for example.
Of course, it's a gigantic population, and the problems with falling and seniors with trouble, there's a whole area of medical people who might not be athletic, but who might have all sorts of lateral ankle problems, where something like this might be a nice additional weapon that they could use.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
In the world of physical therapy, so yeah. People can go. They could get the video of the. What is the video of on your site?
The video is of our motion analysis testing that we did that we talked about earlier. It shows jumping up and down and lateral movement with and without an ankle roll guard on, so you can clearly see the protection the ankle roll guard provides.
Yes, and the any other information that somebody might be looking for that regard. It sounds like an interesting product. Again, what's the website again?
It's ankleroguard.com. It's all one word.
Okay, ankleroguard.com. We're talking to Christine. You're listening to the Sports Doctor here on HealthyLife.net. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Definitely something to look at, especially if you've got a history of problems. And there are an awful lot of both young and old in one sport or another who have had a history of ankle sprains. I don't think you're going to run out of that category.
No, recent studies show there's about 25,000 ankle sprains happening every day in the United States. So it's a chronic issue, I think, out there.
Yes, and sometimes prevention's a little bit tougher sell than the idea of dealing with the problem after it already happens. And it's a interesting challenge many times when we're talking about let's try to stay out of trouble. Or let's try to prevent the problem from begin with. And again, it's like basketball and volleyball. You probably have 80% of the population playing those sports or bracing or the taping and the. So anyway, Christine with the ankle roll guard, I want to thank you again for joining me on the Sports Doctor. Good luck with the product. And everybody, we'll be right back.
Thanks, Dr. Weil.
The Sports Doctor is in. Visit sportsdoctorradio.com. Get lots of useful information from Dr. Robert Weil, DPM. You can listen to over 3 years of past radio shows, including a series on childhood obesity. Plus, you can read many articles on many topics, all on sportsdoctorradio.com. Dr. Robert Weil has worked with Olympic gold medalist figure skating champion Evan Lysacek and four-time IHSA state tennis champion UCLA player Liz Lumpkin and many top volleyball players at Sports Performance in Aurora, Illinois. Visit sportsdoctorradio.com now.
America is for the makers, for those who believe quality is a promise and craftsmanship a value. At New Balance, one of every four shoes we sell in the USA is made or assembled in our American factories by our American makers. New Balance. Let's make excellent happen. Where the domestic value is at least 70%, we label our shoes made in USA.
New Balance Naperville on Route 59 and 95th Street. Call 630-637-7373.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and are into sports, you cannot forget about your feet. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Visit the offices of sports podiatrist Robert Weil for free foot screenings and foot mechanics. He even offers prescription in-shoe orthotics, the major tool for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems, as well as in enhancing performance. Call Dr. Weil now and make an appointment for your free screening at 630-898-3505. Call 630-898-3505.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Dr. Bob Weil here on the Sports Doctor, Sports Doctor Radio, HealthyLife.net. And I'm excited. I got one of my colleagues joining us here on the Sports Doctor, Dr. Robert Steinberg, sports podiatrist, ski podiatrist. Dr. Bob, you there?
I am. How are you?
Hey, I am good. Thanks so much for joining us. You're in Chicago. We just had a guy on the phone from Boise, Idaho. It's like 5 degrees out. And I've been planning on getting you on at the beginning of ski season. Why don't we start right off? Dr. Robert, on giving us a little bit of a background on your interest in the whole world of skiing and as a podiatrist?
Well, I started when I bought my first set of ski equipment. And when the ski shop owner learned that I was a podiatrist, he was convinced that I could help him fit ski boots. And it started, well, it started there. And he talked me into
When was that? How long ago was that?
81.
Okay.
And he talked me into coming into his store on the weekends, and I started fitting ski boots.
And, you know, it's interesting, you know, with both of us, I've been putting orthotics in figure skates all these years. My poster boy, the 2010 men's figure skating gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, grew up here. He was 10 years old, we put orthotics in his skates. The edging and balance in sports like skating and skiing, orthotics have really been magic, haven't they?
They have been the magic. And when I started doing boot fitting, there was only one type of custom insole available to ski shops and very little knowledge of how they worked. And I introduced a new product. It wasn't my product, but I found a new product that worked better for ski shops. And I've been doing custom insoles for as long as I've been skiing.
Yes, and the use of, there's so many different kinds of boots. There's so many different areas. So the importance of being fit properly, talk a little bit about that.
Well, it starts with getting the right size boot, and it's not intuitive. The right size boot would feel too small initially as a person would put their foot into the boot. A liner has no real shape to it, and as it warms to your foot and as you buckle the boots down, your foot slides farther back into the boot, and where you might have thought the boot was a little too short, it ends up being the right length. And people left to their own trying to buy ski boots always get them too big.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people, you know, rent, especially in the world of cross-country skiing. Do you find, you know, there's like a million over-the-counter supports and a la orthotics that we both see all over the place in podiatry or outside of podiatry. How do the ski shops do when it comes to them recommending their orthotic compared to someone who's got, like, your expertise? I would assume it can't compare.
Well, there's a difference where you and I make corrective orthotics. A ski shop at best can make an accommodative orthotic. An accommodative orthotic doesn't take into account the alignment of the knee, center knee mass over the ski boot or over the skate. When you address the forefoot-rear foot relationship and the alignment, you get into better knee position for jumping and landing on a ice skate or skiing, you know, on snow.
What are some of the common foot problems that you've seen over the years that you pay attention to when it comes to being in some ski boots?
Well, the first thing people will complain about will be the medial inside ankle bone rubbing the inside of the boot. And as the arch collapses and the ankle shifts inward, the medial malleolus rubs against the boot and the shin rubs sideways against the tongue of the ski boot.
Because a ski boot, like a skate, I mean, it's like you're wearing a cast, right? I mean, there's sure no give. So if you've got a foot that's rocking and rolling, it's going to rub. Everybody, you're listening to the sports doctor here on HealthyLife.net. Sports podiatrist Dr. Bob Weil talking to sports podiatrist Dr. Robert Steinberg about skiing and that whole world of boots, etc. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can listen to a lot of past shows. You can participate in the future with emails. Dr. Steinberg, the importance, again, of proper fit regarding ski shops and being with someone who's knowledgeable, knows what they're talking about, you know, makes so much sense. So the different kinds of foot problems that might be involved with that rubbing of the arch or the inside of the ankle, I would assume the old the corns and calluses and bunions like we see in podiatry are problems in boots just like they are in shoes.
Most definitely. And, you know, a shoe can stretch a little bit. A ski boot doesn't stretch too well unless you help it, and we have methods of heating the shell, putting on a hydraulic press inside the boot, punching out a spot to fit a bunion. Other protrusions on the foot, we can custom mold the shell and custom mold the liner.
Yeah, because that's a big problem. I see that in skating a lot, right, where you're talking about someone's got bumps on the back of the heel, somebody's got the bunion enlarged, big toe joint, somebody's got contracted or hammer toes. So you've got that capability those things being modified to be able to fit. And I guess the better the skier, is it like skating also where people are talking about custom boots?
Well, you know, today even your mid-range priced boots can all be customized. The manufacturers have gone to liners that can be heated up and then heat molded to a skier's foot. It's not just a high-end product now. It's in the mid-range, and you get that custom fit, you know, right out of the box almost with 20 minutes in the store. And instead of skiing a boot for 2 weeks and letting the liner break in, you leave the shop with the liner already.
Now, what's the name of your practice? What's your website people can go to get more information? You sent me some great articles. How do people get access to some of those articles on ski boots and some of the other things you do with the name of your practice? What's the website, Robert?
Well, the website for the boot fitting is The Boot Doctor, with doctor spelled out, thebootdoctor.com, and my office website is illinoisfootcare.com.
Okay, where are you located?
I'm in Schaumburg.
Okay, you're out in the Schaumburg area for a long, long time, and the popularity of cross-country skiing and that whole area, do you deal also with inserts, orthotics, and boot fittings in the cross-country world?
Yeah, not as much as a regular ski boot, because the cross-country boot isn't as tight and isn't as rigid. But for the same reason we'd put orthotics in running and walking shoes, it's the same reason we would put orthotics in a cross-country ski boot.
Now, in the competitive world of high-performance skiing, where we see, you know, we see youngsters, young athletes, like in skating, where they're very, very serious, they're very, very, very involved. Have you found, like I have, that orthotics, one of the smartest things parents could do for their competitive athletes in skiing when it comes to enhancing performance and preventing problems?
Absolutely. What people fail to realize is just how much stress is placed on the foot. And using ice skating and skiing as an example, all that pressure to get a good edge is through your arch. It's not through the outside of your foot. It's down through your arch. And even someone who has a decent arch will collapse their arch when they're skiing or skating competitively.
And what are some of the ages of some of these kids that you've seen that you get excited about, like I was with Evan when he was 10, 11 years old? We knew he was special. We know some of these kids. You know, it's a prodigy sport. How young do you see them?
Usually about 10 years old. Really, you know, sooner. Kids get into the junior race program. The parents want the kids to have every competitive.
Right. Okay, we're going to be back with Dr. Robert Steinberg, sports podiatrist, skiing being the topic in a minute or so, everybody. So we'll hang in. We'll be right back.
Where can you get orthopedic rehabilitation and sports medicine proactive programs for injury prevention and all-inclusive club sports medical care? Achieve Orthopedic Rehabilitation Institute. With an intricate network of physicians and some of the most highly educated physical therapists on the planet, plus flexible scheduling to fit your needs, you'll receive the hands-on care you deserve. Achieve Orthopedic Rehabilitation Institute has two primary locations in Burr Ridge and Naperville, Illinois. Make an appointment now. Call 630-371-1623. That's 630-371-1623.
America is for the makers, the dreamers and the doers, the builders and the big thinkers, for those who believe quality is a promise and know the best materials make the best products. It's for the job creators and economy strengtheners. America is for the makers. Those who know if your aim is true and your pursuit relentless, chances are what you make will be excellent. At New Balance, one of every four shoes we sell in the USA is made or assembled right here, in our American factories, by our American makers. No other major athletic shoe company can say that. New Balance. Let's make excellent happen. Where the domestic value is at least 70%, we label our shoes made in USA.
New Balance Naperville on Route 59 and 95th Street. Call 630-637-7373. Get help to relieve your pain from plantar fasciitis, heel spurs, shin splints, and chronic heel pain with FabriFoam.com's PSC strap, a unique compression support foot and ankle positioning strap made of FabriFoam's patented material that reduces heel strike force and puts your foot into biomechanical alignment, which helps relieve pain. Washable, non-slip, with no sticky adhesives, and comfortable. PSC comes in all sizes and fits in all types of shoes. To get your PSC strap and see other kinds of support products, visit FabriFoam.com or call 800-577-1077.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey, we're back here from Chicago, the sports doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatry, and we're speaking with Dr. Robert Steinberg, skiing sports podiatrist in our neck of the woods here, Schaumburg, Illinois. Dr. Steinberg, did you see it? Was it bootdoctor.com? What's that website?
Thebootdoctor.com.
The importance, again, of being in shape, being stronger, being fit, and the world of skiing, you know, makes a lot of sense. How long have you been actively skiing? Since the 80s?
31 years.
Okay, 31 years. And if you know what you're doing, I guess it could be a safe sport.
If you know what you're doing, it's most definitely a safer sport. And if you're in good shape, it's even safer. And where a lot of people get in trouble is they go on a 5 or 7 day ski trip to Colorado, and after the first 2 days, they're exhausted.
Right, they're sitting in front of the fireplace.
Right,
With a glass of wine from overdoing it. You know, telling people you really, really should be. What does it cost people, just in general, for a good pair of ski boots? I'm sure that your patients are asking you all the time. What kind of range are we looking at?
$400 to $600 range.
How long do they last, ski boots?
Well, we kind of look at it as 150 days of skiing before you wear out the liners. They don't wear out too fast.
And they, of course, can slip your prescription orthotics in to replace the liner that might come with the boot. Is that how you work it?
Yeah, and the ski boot orthotic that we make, I make in the ski shop. It's not the same process as casting and sending the cast to the lake.
What are some of the, are you working with some local people in the ski shops? Who are you working with, Dr. Steinberg?
Well, I'm working with the owner of Two Season Cycle and Ski, Rich Evers. Rich has been in the ski business for some 40 years, I believe. He's a former ski instructor, and he owns a ski and bike shop. So we do ski boot fitting.
In the Schaumburg area?
He's in Hanover Park, Illinois.
Okay. Now, we all know in the world of sports podiatry, you know, we're both singing all the time to a lot of our athletes, parents, or families, foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the leg bone, knee bone, back bone, foot effects everywhere else. And is that one of the big reasons orthotics are included in skiing, too, with someone who's having knee trouble, low back problems? Is that the kind of stuff you include in what you're doing?
Yeah, and I explain it to patients with this analogy. Leaning Tower of Pisa is a really nice building, but it has a lousy foundation. And when you have an unstable foot and the arch rolls in, then everything above it rolls in as well. And that really affects the knee severely.
Now, when you're out there in these cold temperatures and protecting the feet, you know, one of the people I deal with quite a bit now, Thorlo socks, the padded socks, and all of these sports-related socks. Are we concerned about temperatures and cold temperatures in the world of skiing? What do you suggest in that area?
Well, we definitely are concerned, and Thorlo was one of the first to come out with a non-cotton ski sock. cotton is the biggest enemy of anybody who does outdoor sports, and I don't care if it's a cotton T-shirt or cotton socks. You don't want to wear cotton. A mid-weight ski sock is most appropriate. A heavy-duty ski sock is too thick, and it crushes the blood out of the foot. A thin sock offers no abrasion protection and loses the advantage of an extra layer of warmth. The foam liner of the ski boot provides really good insulation, but, you know, you have to be careful. You have to be able to feel your toes, and if you're skiing and it's 0 degrees outside, you need to come in and warm up after 25 minutes.
I've always found, too, that the, you know, the world of skating, we would, with boots and blade attachments, we would really depend on some of these experts, like you were just mentioning. What type of attention should people be spending besides the boots? It's attachment and relationship to, you know, the skis, you know, how long and what type of skis. I would assume the ski shops would really be. Do you get involved in that area also?
Yeah, and I've been actually not only fitting ski boots, the sport is so much fun. I've been selling ski equipment for most of the 30 years I've been fitting ski boots. I attend the ski industry buying show in Denver every year where we look at next year's product. I go along with the store owner, and we decide what we're going to carry in the store, and then we go out and we ski next year's equipment before we buy it as well.
You know, the whole area, again, of what we were talking, so you said about 10 years old, these kids started getting more and more serious, like sometimes, again, we'll see in skating, dance, et cetera, where these kids are. Are there any competitive ski teams and any schools that have skiing as part of what they do in the Midwest here?
Well, up at Wilmont Mountain at the Illinois-Wisconsin border, they do have a junior race program, and it's quite well run. A lot of good skiers come out of that program. The kids really love it, and they're really become good skiers.
And if you found, like, again, we've seen in skating, even though as podiatrists, in sports podiatrists, most of the time we're consulting and talking to people because something's bothering them. They're having a problem with their foot or ankle or whatever it happens to be. And when you're talking about the competitive area and prevention of problems, again, the ski orthotics, it makes an awful lot of sense, but I always felt, man, these kids are a couple of steps quicker when you add orthotics to the ski boot.
I remember adding orthotics to my nephew's hockey skates, and his coach made a comment to my sister that he thought my nephew had been working out because his sprint time seemed to double in speed, and it was the orthotics I made.
Yes, I've never had a coach call me and say, hey, you know, Dr. Weil, I think you made the kids slower. You know, I think you messed up their balance. So, again, I think this is still a secret when it comes to the overall knowledge base, you know, with people when it comes to some of these kids. Talk a little bit about the seniors. We're one of them. Senior skiing, popular.
Very popular. Senior skiers, I just read an article a couple days ago, senior skiers ski more ski days in a season than your 45-year-olds. They have more time to do it, they have more discretionary money, and they like to be outdoors.
And again, we would see that it makes so much sense to have podiatry be involved in whether it's the right shoe or, to say the least, in something like it's the right ski or the right ski boot. I would imagine, too, the heights of these boots vary. Like people would say, gee, you know, it's ankle height. It's high. What type of height do you like in the boot?
Well, it's all proportional to the foot size.
Okay.
And they have found a magic height of a boot that doesn't, you know, come up too high. A long time ago, boots were really, really high, and that put more strain on the knee. So they've come to a height that all the boots are very close to being the same height. Women boots tend to be a little lower to allow more room for their calf because their calf is lower down. But there's an average height, and it's proportional to the whole boot size.
Okay, wow, the time flew by. Give me the website again. Dr. Robert Steinberg, sports podiatrist here in the Schaumburg area. Give us the name of the practice and the website again, Bob.
My practice is called Active Foot and Ankle Center, and the website is illinoisfootcare.com. thebootdoctor.com, and my ski boot website is thebootdoctor.com.
The Boot Doctor. Hey, the Boot Doctor. Dr. Robert Steinberg, thanks so much for joining us. And everybody, we will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hang on.
The future of fitness is here. The world's first human and solar-powered health club, EcoGym, lets you earn a free membership. The more you work out, the less you pay, and they're open anytime, any day you want to work out. Check out EcoGym's Glenview and Naperville locations, and their Plainfield location will open this fall. Visit the Naperville location, and for only $1, you'll get your first 6 months free. They even have hyperbaric therapy to help make you look and feel younger. So what are you waiting for? Visit EcoGymWorldwide.com or call 855-3-ECO-GYM.
America is for the makers, the dreamers and the doers, the builders and the big thinkers, for those who believe quality is a promise and know the best materials make the best products. It's for the job creators and economy strengtheners. America is for the makers. Those who know if your aim is true and your pursuit relentless, chances are what you make will be excellent. At New Balance, one of every four shoes we sell in the USA is made or assembled right here in our American factories by our American makers. No other major athletic shoe company can say that. New Balance. Let's make excellent happen. Where the domestic value is at least 70%, we label our shoes made in USA.
New Balance Naperville on Route 59 and 95th Street. Call 630-637-7373. Get help to relieve your pain from plantar fasciitis, heel spurs, shin splints, and chronic heel pain with Fabrifoam.com's PSC strap, a unique compression support foot and ankle positioning strap made of Fabrifoam's patented material that reduces heel strike force and puts your foot into biomechanical alignment, which helps relieve pain. Washable, non-slip, with no sticky adhesives, and comfortable. PSC comes in all sizes and fits in all types of shoes. To get your PSC strap and see other kinds of support products, visit Fabrifoam.com or call 800-577-1077.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Get those ski boots ready for winter. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment here on HealthyLife.net. We answer some emails. We also have an opinion on one or two topics. I wanted to remind people, if they want to go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. 2008, I wrote an article called "The Link of Drugs and Sports Runs Deep." And here we are back in the news with the surprise visit of some of the federal officials on some of the different visiting National Football League teams with this whole painkiller controversy and overuse. So you might want to access that article. Again, drugs and sports is a big deal. The schedules, even of young kids, and I mentioned that in the article, where we're talking about younger and younger ages, the biggest scourge in drugs is prescription pain medicines, and parents have to be aware, to say the least, when it comes to these types of abuses. Let's get to some emails here. We have Mike. Mike says, my dad is 70 years old with arthritis in his knees. He has flat feet. Would orthotics be helpful? Almost always, Mike, the answer is yes, including what might be the best shoe that he's properly fitted. I can't tell you how often people are not properly fitted. I remember I had my friends on from New Balance, and they said that 80 and 90% of athletes aren't even fitted optimally when it comes to shoes, let alone the rest of us. So we would want to make sure that's the case. We also would be looking at usually custom devices. Sometimes over-the-counter devices could be helpful. But orthotics, whose job it is, we were just talking about it in the world of skis with Dr. Steinberg, optimum positioning, proper support, distribute the weight properly, makes a big deal in reducing stress and twist forces to the knees. So many times it's not going to get rid of arthritis that's already there, but it might reduce the stress or the rotational irritation to the knees. We've had great success over the decades with that. Teresa, she says, what are your thoughts about these rocker bottom fitness shoes? That's been a question on and off for the past 3 to 5 years as we started seeing a lot of different shoes, Teresa, with that rocker bottom, which initially came out with people who had arthritic and other kinds of problems with their feet and ankles and or knees, maybe putting a little bit less stress on pushing off with the foot, to a lot of false claims and hoopla that this was a shoe that was going to create imbalance and actually cause you to exercise and to use different muscles. And we did find there was some relevance to that, but the idea that you were really, really exercising and working out your hips and buttocks and legs and lower legs because of the particular shoe was way, way overplayed. And we also saw problems with some people where all of a sudden different postural problems were created. Gee, my back hurts. My ankles are bothering me. So if you're going to use some of the rocker bottom shoes, do it gradually. Use it sparingly. And we might see for occasional workouts that it's a good imbalance creator as far as its use is concerned. But for everyday consistency, I would be leery and I would be much more gradual. Tom, he said, I read your article, football is unsafe at any age. What do you think of Pop Warner? Tom, don't get me started. the whole world of concussions, the whole world of head problems, head injuries, it's exploded from the National Football League on down. However, the football is the most popular sport in the United States, times 10. High school, Friday Night Lights, high school sports is huge. College football is huge. It doesn't change the fact that regardless of the helmet, regardless of the rules, the smashing around of the brain inside the skull and the kind of impact constantly, which is in a sport like tackle football, is a real problem, and it's a crapshoot. So I don't think there should be any Pop Warner football unless it was flag football or touch. The neck isn't even developed that well for these kids to be battering into each other like they're doing. So this is a concern that's just really started as we've watched all of this concussion-related awareness, alertness, concern over this past good few years. And I think we're still going to be seeing more and more of it, especially with some of these players who have played for years and with the dementia and these other kinds of problems. Jerry has a question. He said, what's your thinking with hard versus soft orthotics? The material many times, Jerry, should be flexible. Years and years ago, we used much more rigid materials. My experience now is to use unbreakable, they can be hard, but flexible materials that you can run and jump on all day that very rarely lose their shape, even over years of use. Soft orthotics have a role. We might see in the senior population. We might see in aggressive running and jumping. We might have a soft padded like a Spenco top cover. But I have touring tennis professionals who are in flexible plastics for years. They might have a soft cover, they might not. So instead of saying hard or soft, we're much more into the terminology of rigid and flexible. Rarely, if ever, will we use something rigid, even though we might use a hard material, again, whether it's in a ski boot or whether it happens to be in a skate or other kind of shoe. Rigidity is not what we're into in that regard. Harold has a question. We talked about it. He said, what about those Thorlow padded socks? My son's heel, he's 13 years old. He said that growth center inflammation. Absolutely, Harold. The Thorlow, again, out of North Carolina, they make these padded socks for lots of different sports. We've seen a lot of success, whether it's senior citizen who have a thinning out of the padding of the foot, or whether we're talking cleated sports, or kids, where, again, that growth center in the heel is susceptible to irritation, inflammation. So we would add something like that. And Thorlow is available anywhere. You can go to their website, and you could find out more about it. Tom has a question before we run out of time. Can you train speed and quickness? Tom, you can. There's a lot of people who are experts in this. Coaches, we've had one as a guest go back. Tom Boatwright from the Aurora Flyers has been a frequent guest of mine. He's the famous grandpa of Ryan Boatwright, national champion, University of Connecticut, defending NCAA basketball champions. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank my guests again, Christine, Dr. Robert Steinberg. Hey, everybody, we'll catch you next week here on The Sports Doctor.
Get help to relieve your pain from plantar fasciitis, heel spurs, shin splints, and chronic heel pain with Fabrifoam.com's PSC strap, a unique compression support foot and ankle positioning strap made of Fabrifoam's patented material that reduces heel strike force and puts your foot into biomechanical alignment, which helps relieve pain. Washable, non-slip, with no sticky adhesives, and comfortable. PSC comes in all sizes and fits in all types of shoes. To get your PSC strap and see other kinds of support products, visit Fabrifoam.com or call 800-577-1077. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois and are into sports, you cannot forget about your feet. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Visit the offices of sports podiatrist Robert Weil for free foot screenings and foot mechanics. He even offers prescription in-shoe orthotics, the major tool for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems, as well as in enhancing performance. Call Dr. Weil now and make an appointment for your free screening at 630-898-3505. Call 630-898-3505.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.